Talk a little bit about the continuing plans with the renovations with some of the facilities here at the Atlantic School District. We have Steve Barber, superintendent of the Atlantic Community Schools, in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning, Jim.
Appreciate it. Kip Harris is with us, too. He's part of the Facilities Committee. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you.
It's been a process, obviously. Folks earlier this year approved a bond issue to be able to fund some of the different improvements and with some of the different facilities here in the school district, but that wasn't the end of the process at all, was it?
No, it was just the beginning, and, you know, since April 2nd when the bond passed, we've been connected with the architects, and, you know, there were some topographic surveys done, some soil surveys done, some designs done, so we talked to a series of groups, too, as their wish list created. We started with some certain diagrams, and then we had to fit those diagrams and those concepts in our budget. So it's been a long process, but last night at the board meeting, the board passed a resolution to send the drawings out to potential contractors August 28th, with bids coming back September 26th, and then the board will look at those contracts October 2nd.
Yeah, I think anybody who's ever been involved in almost any project, even if it's a project around the house, you know how those things go. You always build in a certain amount of contingency because prices tend to escalate when you get down to the nuts and bolts. You've kind of found that, haven't you?
Yeah, we did. We found that prior to the board meeting, I think it was in early July, the 9.5 actually grew to 10.8. And so there were some things we had to do to actually remove some things out of the initial part of the project to get that back to close to 9.5 for the bids are going to be let on the 26th.
Yeah, and that's and again, those are just educated guesses. You never know till you get bids, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, they're cost estimates, and the architects and engineers do the best they can with what information they have. But, you know, we have a lot of local contractors, and you know, given the fact that we got three different facilities that this project involves, I think it's pretty attractive to a lot of different people.
The changes that have been necessary, some of the things that have been looked at, they aren't necessarily just pie in the sky, hey, we'd really like to have this, it's Christmas Day kind of stuff. Some of this stuff is structural. It's things that need to be done for safety reasons, right?
Yeah, you know, the board gave some great direction to us in regards to what they wanted to see in our upgrades and our improvements. You know, safety is number one, and ADA compliance is number two, and then obviously all the other things that go along with that. So we always keep that as our priority to make sure that any changes or any design changes are reflect those two criteria.
Yeah, I know a lot of the focus has been on the Trojan Bowl area there. You're dealing with something that's been around for a very, very long time. Changes have been made at different times over the years, but, you know, our expectations and our requirements are different today, too, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Jim, you've been at the Trojan Bowl for a number of years, too, reporting games and watching games, and yeah, As they take the topographical maps type of thing, the landscape at the Trojan Bowl is kind of unique and not level. So in order to make it safe, we had to level the field. And then as we see on the visitor side, it slopes down. So they created some issues and some cost measures that have prevented us a little bit to kind of create that same bowl effect that maybe exists there. But I think people forget that, you know, it is still the Trojan Bowl. It may not look exactly the same, and it can't because of some of those changes, yet it's still going to have the same tradition and nostalgic venue on Friday night.
Sure. Are there specifically some things that need to be dealt with?
Well, once the Board of Education decided that we were going to put turf on the Trojan Bowl, that kind of changed some things with the grading, with irrigation, with the way the tiling had to be done and those things. That way we weren't going to miss a season at Trojan Bowl. We could actually play a game there next year. So that also added some different things that needed to be done to make that work. So the bowl effect will still be there from the stands on the home side. And then with the elevated bleachers, we'll still have that same effect. So I'm very confident, and the group's very confident, that next year when we walk in for that first home game, people will be starstruck in the looks of that facility.
It's a multi-pronged process. We talk a lot about Trojan Bowl because that's where some of those issues with safety and things have come up. But safety was a big part of this thing in the first place, too. The Washington School area, the safety for folks coming in and out morning and afternoon when they drop off, pick up kids, that was a key part of that, too. How's that settling in?
Actually, they're near completion. I think they're going to do a little striping the rest of this week. Berg Electric is going to finalize and put the lights in there. Monday, we're going to try to we're going to produce a video for people to kind of help them understand what those changes look like in the morning and the afternoon. And then, obviously, with any change in that type of system, you're going to have some bugs. So, obviously, we're going to observe the first few weeks and make the necessary changes. Our buses then are going to come from Washington in the afternoon to the front of the middle school, and that portion of Ed Podolak Drive then will be shut off to cars. Cars will still be able to go into the middle school and Schuler parking lot and come out through the catwalk, but when we're loading kids, it'll just be buses in that area, and that's going to create safety as they load.
Okay, so for the cars will still be able to get in on Lynn and come out down through that driveway.
Correct.
Okay. They just, for safety reasons, the part between Lynn Street and that driveway will just be for the buses.
Absolutely.
That's the section. Okay, very good. So we are seeing some things moving forward here for this school year with part of this project. So where are we now overall? Is it kind of like now we're kind of in a month waiting period to see what the architects come up with, to see what the bids look like and things?
Yeah, what we've got to hope for is come September 26th that the bids come back and as a steering committee, we're actually hopeful that those bids will come back like they did in a lot of school districts early in the spring and early summer, underneath what they're projecting. If that happens, then we'll be able to do some extra things with some alternative bids in that. So again, it all falls back to September 26th and when those bid lettings come in.
Sure. So in the meantime, then, what's happening?
Well, they're finalizing the designs. We've had multiple meetings over the last 3 months, and, you know, here it is to start. Here's kind of where we think the number's going to be. Okay, we're going to make some of these changes. We're going to get back and look at that and still talk through that. So I think we're finally at a point where it's kind of in that budget number that we're looking at. And I think it's also important, as you talk about the Washington parking lot, we have, you know, Snyder's and Associates that did the design. We got PCS doing the concrete work. We got Berg Electric. We got Stamp Construction doing the dirt work. So right now, all of the work being done, and all the money is in our community, and we want that to have that flavor when we go into this bid on September 26.
I might add that we are now in the process of starting the fundraising, getting geared up for that. We kind of had to have a narrative, know where we're at money-wise when we got to this point. Here in the next week, we'll announce a major donor. That person or that entity will be announced here in the next week so we can get that kicked off.
Okay. So is there a goal there?
Yeah, our goal is to raise the $600,000 that was told to us that the turf would be for Trojan Bowl, so that's the goal, is the $600,000.
I guess that's the first concern folks would have. The bond issue was for 9.5-ish,
9.5 million, yes.
Yeah, and then of course the cost has escalated, so now what? I mean, you've got to keep that public trust, too, that we can do things in an appropriate fashion with what they agreed to, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We feel that we can raise the money and get to where we need to be. Again, it all comes down to where those bids come in on September 26th.
Sure. Yeah, so it was 9,568, I think, was the original one. So if you add another 600, maybe 650, so you're in between 10.1 and 10.2 million by adding turf to the Trojan Bowl.
Yeah, well, and you never know. There might be some things that come up along the way, too, that maybe don't cost as much. Is it possible in a construction project that can happen once in a while?
Well, we hope so, you know, because... You know, a lot of the information that's been gathered through these studies and surveys, you know, are cored out, and so the soil in one spot might be different than the soil in another spot. So you never know what's underneath the surface there until you get in there and dig in there a little bit.
Yeah, so many variables involved in those types of projects and things, too. It's not much fun being a project manager, is it?
Well, it's been a really fun project. Okay, like we lose sight of, you know, we're working through the details and the challenges that exist with getting the design right and sending it out to everything. But ultimately, for the community, we're going to have all of our facilities are going to be up. Our outdoor facilities are going to be upgraded, and within 2 years, we're going to have great facilities. You know, 3/4 of our kids are at the middle school area there, and you know, if we have a ball diamond down there on the one side, and we have our Trojan Bowl that's basically, I wouldn't say all weather, but mostly weathered type opportunities, we're going to have kids out there. It's going to be community friendly. There's going to be a four lane tracks. They're going to easily be able to get to that track. So a lot of those things are going to be beneficial not only to our kids but also to our community.
Absolutely. It's not just making the commitment, but making the long-term commitment, too. You want to make sure. I know it seems like there have been a lot more discussions than maybe folks had thought there would be, but issues come up. And you want this to be a long, it's got to be a long-term project. You don't want to do something and then it falls apart in 5 years. It has to be something that's going to last a long time.
We're going to be the envy of Southwest Iowa when this is done in 2 years with the facilities that we have on here in Atlantic. And there's no question in my mind that it's also going to help our open enrollment, where we're going to see families that work here in town, where they bring their kids here to go to school because they like what we've got. They like what we got to offer to them.
Very good. If folks have questions?
Yeah, if they have questions, feel free to give Jennifer Satoff a call, or give myself a call, or give Steve a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on in, talk to me, give me a call. We can talk through some different things. I have some different diagrams I can show people. So, yeah, I think once the steering committee and the board, we want to be as transparent as possible. There's really no secrets out there. Obviously, not everybody can be involved in all these conversations. So when people hear bits and pieces, they probably don't know the whole story behind those conversations. But if they have some questions or concerns, please stop in and we can talk.
And you've talked a lot during school board meetings, twice a month, right?
Absolutely, and we'll continue once through that process. Obviously, October 2nd is an important board meeting for us to see if we're within the budget and we can go forward with the plans as is. And once that happens, there are going to be monthly progress reports for that construction.
Very good. Well, spend the next month keeping our fingers crossed. Hope those bids look good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, guys, appreciate it. Thanks for coming by this morning.